Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. God, morning to you all on today. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries, Commanding Your Morning. The Global Prayer Warriors are commanding your morning with you and for you this morning. Thank God that you've tuned in. Please invite someone to tune in with you. Everyone needs prayer. Everybody has a prayer request, or just everybody is thankful. Thankful for things that God has done for them, has testimonies that he has provided for them, and we'd love to hear from you. So if you have not already invited someone to like our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, we would love for you to do so. Share it with your friends, because this is a way for them to be able to go head on and submit prayer requests and see scriptures. Also, I am your servant host leader this morning. I'm Apostle Rosalind Overton, and I'm just going to do what the Lord has given to me to do in my heart on this morning. And that is something we are going to pray, but we're going to pray with declarations. So we'll start that in just a little while. But, excuse me, I just wanted to give an announcement very quickly. We are going on a mission trip coming up in May. I've been announcing it for a few weeks now, a little time now. I wanted to know if there's anyone who would love to be able to donate to this cause of any amount. Please do so. It is a beautiful thing that we're trying to make come to pass. We will be going to Turkey. We will be going to Greece. And we will be going to Israel. And we are doing all this for homeless and orphan children. Yes, we are doing a underwear drive and a Bible drive. And then we will be baptizing them in the Jordan River. I can't tell you the type of honor that I feel for that. So I'm just asking anybody who's willing, and the Lord even impresses upon you to donate, just make all checks or money orders to FMFC. We are tax deductible, so nothing goes in our personal pockets. You get to write this off. It goes to the mission. Our P.O. box is 558-394, 558-394. And so we will allow you to go ahead on and send that out in Chicago, 60655. So if you'd love to donate for that, or if you just have any questions, just give us a call at 798. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. 9460. So, again, that's 798. 9460. Forgive me, you devil. My memory is not escaping me in the name of Jesus. He comes in many ways, but you will not take my memory as I am trying to get ready to pray for the people of God. So, Satan, the Lord, God rebuke you. So I'm just excited for that endeavor. And we have been working all year long towards this and trying to get suitcases filled that we have to mail off for the children, the orphans. So, yes, if you have any questions, just dial 312-798-9460 or just send all payments to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, P.O. Box 558-394 in Chicago, 60655. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, as I said, we are praying today, connecting our faith with yours. And so we are delighted and excited to be able to do that and to have you to even tune in and to send your prayer requests. And so we also have another one of our warriors across the border, or across really the state line. And she will be praying for you all with the opening comprehensive prayer. But like I said, I also have something different that I would like to do with you all on today, because our tongues have all the power in them. There's life and death in the power of our tongue. And we want to be able to make sure that we are saying some things that will manifest in our lives. So we have own sister Kenyatta here this morning. Are you there, woman of God? Can you hear me?
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Good morning. God bless
yes.
you.
Morning.
I'm just
yes.
so excited for you to be in faith with us on this morning, and for doing everything that we can to link our faith with the people of God who just need a little bit more strength, you know, to believe with them, to connect with them and pray for them. And so I wanted you to do the opening comprehensive prayer of commanding your morning. Pray in whatever way that God leads you.
Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come to you, Abba Father. Lord, we lift you up because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to say thank you, Lord. Father, we ask for forgiveness of our sins in the name of Jesus. Anything said, thought, or done that wasn't pleasing to you, Lord, we ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, we just bless your holy name because you are worthy to be praised, Lord. Father, we thank you, Father, for giving us the victory. We thank you for, Father, you said that we are more than conquerors, Father. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you said that you will be with us always, even till the end of the world. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We
yes.
thank you, Lord Jesus, for choosing us, Father, when we didn't even know who we were in this world, Father. You chose us, Father, to be a part of your family, Father. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for the love that you've given us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for creating us, Father. We are wonderfully and fearfully made, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you said we are the head and not the tail. We thank you that you said we are the lenders and not the borrowers. We thank you, Father, that you said that we are above and not beneath, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Father, because you said, Lord Jesus, that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you told us to fear not, Lord, that you are with us. Be not dismayed that you are our God. Yea, that you will strengthen us and you will help us and you will uphold us with your right hand of righteousness. So we thank you, Father, that you charge your angels to protect us each and every day, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that your word says we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us, Father. We thank you for the peace that Jesus gave us. He said the peace, his peace, that he give us, not as the world give us. So we thank you, Father, for that peace that surpasses all understanding, Father. We thank you, Father, that your word says that we can come to the throne of grace boldly, Father, and that we are maintained of mercy and find grace in the time of need. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you have your arms open for us to come to you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you have your ears listening. Your word says that you hear the prayers of the righteous. So we thank you in the name of Jesus. And we thank Jesus for making us righteous with you, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that we are the righteousness of God. And therefore, we have a right to be healed. We have a right to command your word. We have a right, Father, to the power that you've given Jesus. That same power is in us. So we thank you, Father. We ask that you help us to use the power that you've given us. We ask that you help us, Father, to speak your word, Father. Give us that unction, Father, to speak your word, to live your word, to act in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can be ambassadors of Jesus Christ, that we will be witnesses to your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Open our hearts and our mind that we have, let the Holy Spirit take control of us. We surrender unto you in the name of Jesus. We thank you this day, Father, that the blood still works. We thank you this day, Lord Jesus, that your word cleanses us and corrects us and rebukes us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, right now for leading us and guiding us in all ways. Thank you, Lord, for the faith that you've given us. Now, Lord Jesus, we ask that you touch our hearts and our mind, Father, that we can activate that faith. So we can walk in your word and speak your word and think your word and act in your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father, that you are increasing our faith, Father, that we can be the children that you want us to be, that we can be the vessels that you want us to be, Father, that we can go into the highways and the byways and spread your word, and that we can be blessing to others, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that as you bless us, Lord, we can be blessing to others, and we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now, Father, over all of our kids. Satan, you cannot have them. They belong to Jesus in the name of Jesus. So we bind you, Satan, right now in Jesus' name. We come against homosexuality. We come against drugs. We come against the spirit of alcohol. We come against the spirit of bullying. We come against the spirit of jealousy. We come against the spirit of malice in the name of Jesus, and we lose God's joy. We lose the happiness of God. We lose the peace of God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because we know you are the God of hope. You are the God of peace. You are the God of salvation. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we claim a victory right now over this prayer, Father. We seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ and we call it done. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah unto your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we give you the highest praise because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as we walk through this day. We claim a victory out of each and every situation that we face. We have the victory because we are more than conquerors and because we belong to you. We are victorious, and Satan is under our feet. So you are defeated, Satan. You have no place in our hearts. You have no place in our mind. You have no place in our spirit. You have no place in our body. In the name of Jesus, so we walk in victory this day. We are covered by the blood. We are the righteousness of God. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of your name right now in Jesus' name. I pray, I believe, and I receive it in Jesus' name. How many of you are going to receive Jesus' word right now? Receive it, believe it, claim it, and declare it in Jesus' name. I declare this prayer, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, woman of God. She's a mighty woman of God. And I am just really grateful that she was able to be on the microphone for you all this morning out of Flint, Michigan. And you know what? It's important for us to cover these four corners of the earth. It's important for us to be able to pull down the strongholds, no matter where you live or no matter where you're tuning in from. You could be tuning in from Japan. Well, guess what? The blood still reaches Japan. So I thank God for her, and I thank God for all of you all tuned in. Remember that even when these prayers, when we're done on Saturdays going live, they are archived. You could still tune in to Blog Talk Radio and search our name, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. And you could pull these prayers up. You could let them play throughout your house, or maybe you heard something you wanted to write down, or, you know, you want to share it with someone, then, yes, that's possible. Just sign in and go to that date, you know, go to the name, and you will have what it is that you are looking for through Christ Jesus. Amen. I did say today we would do something a little different because I'm looking forward to change, different, something different to come to each and every last one of us this year as we are today is April the 1st. So we have gone out of our first quarter of the year and we are now in the second quarter. And I want to know what it is that you've submitted prayer requests for unto God, and he's answered those prayers. So you could put them in our inbox on the FMFC Facebook page and let us know your testimony. But we also take the prayer requests through there. So if you want to leave a prayer request, you can confidentially do so on that page. Amen. Trying to get everything. This is the way the Lord, here it is, had me to go this morning. And so I'm going to read these affirmations to you, these declarations to you. And I want you all to be able to receive them for yourself. These are things that you can recite for yourself, knowing that God will answer. All right, here we go. We are starting with the very basic right here. I am in Christ Jesus. I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. 1 Peter 1:23. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. Ephesians 1:7, Hebrews 9:14. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom. Colossians 1:13. I am redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. 1 Corinthians 1:18-19. I am blessed. I am blessed. Deuteronomy 28:2-12 and Galatians 3:9. I am a saint. Romans 1:7. 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Deuteronomy 28:13. Hallelujah. I am holy and without blame before him in love. 1 Peter 1:16. Ephesians 1:4. I am the elect of God. Colossians 3:12, forgive me. I am established to the end. Romans 1:11. I am made near to my heavenly Father by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. I am set free. John 8:31-33. I am strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. I am dead to sin. Romans 6:1-11. I am more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. I am joint heir with Christ. Romans 8:13. I am sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians 1:13. I am in Christ by his doing. 1 Corinthians 1:30. I am accepted in the beloved. Yes. Ephesians 1:6. I am complete in him. Colossians 2:10. I am crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20. I am alive with Christ. Galatians 2:20. I am free from condemnation. John 5:24. I am reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:18. I am qualified to share in his inheritance. Colossians 1:12. I am firmly rooted, built up, established in my faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:7. I am born of God, and the evil one does not touch me. 1 John 5:18. I am his faithful follower. Revelation 17:14. Ephesians 5:1. I am a fellow citizen with the saints of the household of God. Ephesians 2:19. I am built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2:20. I am overtaken with blessings. Deuteronomy 28:2 and Ephesians 1:3. I am his disciple because I have love for others. John 13:34-35. I am the light of the world. Matthew 5:14. I am the salt of the earth. Matthew 5:13. I am the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. 1 Peter 2:24. I am a partaker of his divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4. I am called of God. 2 Timothy 1:9. I am an ambassador for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. Ephesians 2:10. I am the apple of my Father's eye. Deuteronomy 32:10. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:25. Isaiah 53:6. I am being changed into his image. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Philippians 1:6. I am a child of God. John 1:12. Romans 8:16. I am Christ's friend. John 15:15. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear his fruit. John 15:16. I am a slave of righteousness. Romans 6:16. I am enslaved to God. Romans 6:22. I am, well, we're going to say son or daughter of God. Romans 8:14-15. Galatians 3:26. I am a temple of God. His spirit dwells in me. 1 Corinthians 3:16-19. I am joined to the Lord and I am one with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17. I am a member of Christ's body. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Ephesians 5:30. I am reconciled to God, and I am a minister of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18. I am one in Christ. Galatians 3:26. I am an heir of God since I am the son/daughter of God. Galatians 4:6-7. I am righteous and holy. Ephesians 4:24. I am a citizen of heaven and seated in heaven right now. Philippians 3:20. I am an expression of the life of Christ because he is my life. Colossians 3:4. I am chosen and dearly loved by Christ. Ephesians 1:4. 1 Peter 2:9. I am a son/daughter of light and not darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. I am a citizen of heaven and seated in heaven right now. Philippians 3:20. Ephesians 2:6. I am one of God's living stones, and I am being brought up as a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2:5. I am a holy brother/sister, partaker of a heavenly calling. Hebrews 3:1. I am a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a royal nation, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, to proclaim the excellence of him. 1 Peter 2:9-10. I am now a child of God. I will resemble Christ when he returns. 1 John 3:1-2. I am not the great I am, but the grace of God. I am what I am. 1 Corinthians 15:10. I am justified, completely forgiven, and made righteous. Romans 5:1. I am dead with Christ and dead to the power of sin's rule over my life. Romans 6:1-6. Hallelujah. I will now cover these declarations in prayer as time is winding up, and that the Lord will have his way of those declarations in our lives. So, Father, we thank you right now. We praise you. We magnify you and lift you up. God, you're holy. You're righteous. And we just want to be like you, Lord God. We come to you now decreeing and declaring the forgiveness of sin over our lives and all the trespasses, God. And we bind all Satan's evil wicked, lying, and tormenting spirits, even the strongholds and all their works, God, the roots of them, the fruits of them, in the name of Jesus. We bind up abomination and abortion and abuse that the enemy tries to bring upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. We are commanding our day to be that of peace and all the things that we've declared over our lives on today. God, every word that was spoken through these declarations, we speak that they will be bound into our lives, bound into our hearts, and that we will live them out, oh God, according to your will and purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said the righteous man's footsteps are ordered of you. And so, Lord God, we blot out our transgressions and we walk in the footstep order of you, God. We are conscious, oh Lord, of our transgressions. And so, therefore, we ask you for your forgiveness. You and only you, oh Lord, can bring us out of Egypt and take us into the promised land, the Canaan land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that victory is ours. We thank you right now that we will mind every word that we say and think, Lord God, first with the mind of Christ before speaking ill of ourselves or anybody else. We decree and declare victory over our lives. We decree deliverance from all demonic spirits, any curses that were spoken over us from other people, hexes and fexes, God, those witchcraft prayers we know that exist, we bind them up and send them into the pit of hell and speak victory over our lives. We thank you, Christ Jesus, for victory on today. Through the power of your might, Lord God, we thank you that the rulers of darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord God, will not prevail in our lives, oh God. We come in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, knowing, Lord God, that they shall not stand and they shall not come to pass and they will not take root and they will not have the violent verbal dealings in our lives that our enemy has tried to come up against us with. We thank you right now, Lord God, that yes, we are the lender and not the borrower. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you have bound up all backlash and retaliation in our lives. And Lord God, that we will walk triumphantly. We will walk as more than conquerors in the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for us already, and all we have to do is step into it. Lord God, allow our minds to be on you. We command and bind up any accidents, hurt, harm, or danger in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we decree each and every last one, Lord God, of these declarations to be yes and to be amen and to be so. God bless you.